Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, there's always more to the story. There's the story that we tell about what we think happened, and there's the story about how we remember things happening, and then there's the rest of the story that people like to tell as well. Now, you might have someone in your life who likes to tell stories, and they tell a part of a story at one point, and then they tell the rest of it at another point, or maybe sometimes they tell the whole thing at once. And believe it or not, the Christmas story is a little bit like that as well. There's the part of the story that we love to tell and the part that we remember, and then there's parts of the story that we kind of add on to, or we think perhaps maybe happened all at once, or we have an image of the Christmas experience for Mary and Joseph in particular, where there's a whole lot more people there than there actually were. Well, when we unpack what is told to us and what we read about the story of Jesus in the scriptures and the story of his birth, we actually know that there's more to the story. That there's the rest of the story, and when we explore better what's going on in this part of the scriptures, we get a better sense of who God is and what God was doing through Jesus. Now, last week we took a look at more of the story, the rest of the story in the Gospel of Luke, and how Jesus and his family went to visit the temple, and they met this guy named Simeon and this prophet named Anna, and had a whole experience about learning who Jesus was going to be and who they thought he was going to be and who he actually became were probably a little different. Well, the rest of the story, according to the Gospel of Matthew, brings into the story some guests and some visitors that show up to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, according to Matthew, Mary and Joseph are welcoming baby Jesus into their family. They name him Jesus because that's what they're told to name him, which means Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And they apparently then go on and they go home because of the visitors they had came a few years later. Now, you might be thinking about the visitors that Jesus had, or at least the ones we think he had. And according to the Gospel of Luke, it was the shepherds that came and visited him. But in Matthew, it's the visitors are the wise men. The visitors are the three kings, as we like to sing about and talk about. Because they show up because of what they saw in the sky. What did they see in the sky? According to Matthew, it was the star. Now, many of us think that the rest of the story includes the visit of the shepherds and the wise men at the same time, and they all show up to see baby Jesus right when he's born. Well, according to Luke, the shepherds are there. According to Matthew, no one's there, because what happens with them comes a few years later. And here's how we know that, because of the rest of the story. So what happens is the Magi, or that's what we call them, or the wise men, see the star of Jesus, as according to Matthew, and they see it in the sky, and they take it as a sign that something amazing has happened. So they set on a journey to figure out what had happened. And according to their understanding, it was that a new king had been born in Israel and in Jerusalem. And so if you're going to go try to find the new king, you go to the most logical place. You go to the palace, and you go try to talk to the king to find out what had happened. Well, they show up to King Herod's palace at the time, because he was in charge, he was the king, and they said, "We have come to pay respects to this new king that had been born." Now, Herod would have been completely surprised by this, because, of course, he knew nothing about Jesus having been born. And so he said to them, "Well, if there's a new king, I want to know about it. And if there's a new king, I want to pay my respects. So when you find him, I want you to report back to me so that I can go and I can show my respect to the new king, because clearly that's what I'm supposed to do." Now, Herod was being very underhanded. He was trying to set them up to fail. He was trying to set up so that he could stay in charge. Herod was quite the king, and he was quite the manipulator as well. He ruled with an iron fist, and we hear a lot about that, and he wasn't a good king. And so he sends the Magi, the wise men, on their way, and they find Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. But guess what? We think of him as baby Jesus, but he was probably 2 or 3 years old by the time they would have gotten there. And so they show up and they have an experience of meeting Jesus, and they give Mary and Joseph the gift of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And it's because there are three gifts recorded in Matthew that we think there were three kings or three wise men. That's where that whole thing comes from. But we actually are never told how many are there. But they leave and they go home a different way than they came so that Herod wouldn't know what was going on. Well, eventually, Herod figures out that he had been tricked and that they had gone home and there was nothing he could do about it. And so what he assumed was that the new king of the Jews had been born and he didn't know who it was or where it was. And so Herod does this awful thing. He commands that every boy who's 3 years of age or 2 years of age or younger is to be executed. So there's no way that he could grow up to be the next king of the Jews. And that's what happens. Now, fortunately, according to Matthew, Joseph is warned about this in a dream, and he's warned to leave and go to Egypt. Now, this is part of what is at the root of trying to help people see Jesus as the next Moses, because Moses was in Egypt as well. And so Mary and Joseph and Jesus flee to go down to live in Egypt for a time, to escape this kind of panic activity by the king. And that's how the story continues. Now, according to what happens next in the text, later on, when after Herod dies, Joseph has another dream when he's warned that it's okay to go back. And so they go back to Israel, but they don't go back to the town where they were from, but they go to live in a town called Nazareth. And that's where Jesus would grow up. Now, I share this with you for a couple of different reasons. I want you to know, I want all of us to know how the story really goes. How to know the rest of the story compares to the one that we have in our heads. Because one of the problems that happens is we imagine this kind of really cute and really fun nativity experience where all these people show up and we have the wise men and the shepherds there. And I'm not saying that you need to go and change your nativity set at home, but I am suggesting that we have a better understanding of what happens according to the text. Because there's more that happens, and when we see that, we have a better understanding of what God was up to. Now, the wise men, they came from the east. That means that Jesus was a very special person according to what they thought. And because of that, what we see is that Jesus wasn't going to be a king that impacted just Israel or just that kingdom, but he was going to be a king that impacted the whole world. That's the kind of message that we're supposed to get from the visit of the wise men. And when we see that, we see that God was up to something that was even more amazing than simply saving one kingdom, that God was going to be establishing God's kingdom here on earth, so that the whole world could be a place that would come to know God's love and to come to know that God had a plan for them, to come to know eventually that they mattered to God. And that was part of the story that was being told at that time, that God was actually not going to be just with Israel, but that God was going to be with all people for all time. And when we know the rest of the story, or when we know a more robust version of the story, we get a better understanding of what God has been up to and what God wants us to be up to as well. Now, this is the rest of the Christmas story according to the Gospel of Matthew. When this whole thing wraps up and after Jesus and Mary and Joseph get back home from Egypt, it moves forward many years into the time when Jesus was going to be an adult. Now, what we catch here is an understanding, and what we see here is an understanding of who they thought Jesus was, even from his earliest of days. That he was one who was going to change the way people understood how the world was going to be. That he was going to be the king for all people, because it was going to be God with one and God with all. And this is a beautiful part of the rest of the story that God gives to us. I hope that by hearing the rest of the story, you can have a better understanding of how amazing it is that Jesus came to do what Jesus would do, because he had an amazing start to his life. He had some risks, he had some visitors, and because of all that, we understand just how amazing it is that God did what God did for us. So hear the rest of the story and let it guide you to know that God had sent Jesus to be a king for one and a king for all, that he could be Emmanuel, God with us, for an entire world. That's the rest of the Christmas story, and it's a beautiful one.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.